Good morning. It's Friday, 25th December. Today I'm going to break from our normal routine of thinking about the daily readings. I'm going to quote to you from Brother Ray Willett's book, Mighty to Save. In this section, he discusses the Emmanuel prophecies of Isaiah 8 and 9. I read, "The Lord Jesus Christ has become a sanctuary for those who believe. For unbelievers, he becomes a stone of stumbling and a rock of offence. Let us, therefore, give heed to the gracious words of exhortation which fall softly from the lips of Isaiah. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." May we so respond that we become a part of God's purpose now and in the age to come. The majority, both in Isaiah's day and now, refuse the word of God. They seek unto idols and not to God. Israel are God's witnesses as to the result of such a course, the chosen nation of God, to whom were entrusted the oracles of God, turned their back on the light and found themselves in thick darkness. The sun went down over the prophets, and there was no answer from God. From Malachi to Matthew, the word of God was very precious, for there was no open vision. And in the pages of that word, it was written that God would again reveal himself in the son born to a virgin in Bethlehem. The child would grow up in the fear of God, eating the word of the Lord. He would learn to refuse the evil and choose the good. It was from Galilee that light would come. At 30 years of age, Jesus was baptized and driven out into the wilderness of temptation. Approved of God, he began his ministry. And, leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." Those words come from Matthew chapter 4. What light it was! The Sun of Righteousness, with healing in his beams, to the Jew first, but also to the Gentiles, God's salvation unto the ends of the earth. But who was he? None other than Emmanuel, God with us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Who is he? Some say the son of Joseph, others that he is God himself. But who is he? Let us hear as the angel explains to the Virgin Mary. "The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Son of man, yet Son of God, the light of the world, Jesus, who was to save his people from their sins. Christ, the Prince of Peace, who will return to the earth at a future day as king over the whole world. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, henceforth even for ever. Luke tells us of the multitude of the heavenly host who were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." May the day of the fulfillment of all of these things come soon. Thank you for listening.